It started in France more than 30 years ago. Now it's finally coming to the scenic city. It's called Make Music Day, a worldwide celebration of music on June 21st, a free festival taking place in more than 700 cities, and the performances here in Chattanooga kick off at noon. Right now, you're listening to Masseuse, one of dozens of bands playing on the 21st. WUTC's Victoria Glover is here with more details. She's speaking with Taryn Balwinski, the Chattanooga Make Music Day organizer.
So, Taryn, welcome to Around About Chattanooga.
Thank you for having me.
You've got more than 70 artists performing here on June 21st. It looks like most of the shows will be happening downtown in places like Coolidge Park, Miller Plaza, and the library, and some of the restaurants. What's the process been like getting businesses and places like Miller Plaza on board?
It's been great. Everybody's been really willing to do it and really excited about the event. So it hasn't been difficult at all.
Okay, so Make Music Day originally started in France over 30 years ago and has grown now to spread to 120 different countries. What is it about music that makes it spread across continents like this?
I think music is universal. Every language, every culture, they just love music. And I think with Make Music Day, the thing that's most exciting about it is it's showcasing that area's music scene and that area's music culture. So each Make Music Day is unique.
There's gonna be 20 different genres here at the Chattanooga Make Music Day. So there's gonna be a little bit of something for everybody. What does this say about the music center here in Chattanooga?
That it's broad and diverse, and that we just, like you said, we have something for everybody. You'll just be able to walk up to these different concerts and events that are going to be free and just find something that you'll enjoy, and also discover new music that you weren't familiar with.
So with all this going on, what are you most excited about?
I'm very excited about the performances at the Coolidge Park stage, which is going to be kind of led and curated by the band Masseuse, so that's going to be great. And also, we've got some neat events going on at Miller Plaza. There's going to be a community karaoke. So, there's going to be great ways to discover music and get involved. And also at the library, there's going to be a Lola stage. And with Lola, with that software, we're going to be able to do duets and performances with people in Vermont that are participating in Make Music Vermont.
Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So how's that going to work?
LOLA stands for Low Latency Audio Video. The way to describe it would be like Skype, but with no lag. It's just clear performances. And it's a new, kind of fairly new technology, so they've been testing it out a lot with music. So what we're having at the library is a LOLA stage, and we're going to have various events as part of Make Music Vermont. The first event of that day that's going to be from 1 to 2 is a harmonica workshop. We have 50 harmonicas that are going to be donated by Hohner. So the first 50 people that show up get a free harmonica. There's going to be a teacher in Vermont that's going to be teaching us and also students in Vermont how to play a song on harmonica. And then after we learn that song, then the last couple minutes of that workshop, we're going to be performing that song together. And there's also going to be various duets at that location, too, between Burlington and us. I believe Butch Ross is going to be involved with that, and Rick Rushing from from Chattanooga.
And for anyone who's interested in maybe just coming out, maybe not participating, but doing something for the music community here in Chattanooga, what can they do?
Well, I say come out and enjoy the performances, the concerts. Bring cash for tips for our performers because they're all volunteering that day. And also, you can also shop in the Music Merch Mall that's going to be in the Waterhouse Pavilion right next to Miller Plaza. So there's going to be neat merchandise that you can purchase.
So where can we go to find out more about Make Music Chattanooga?
If you go to makemusicday.org/Chattanooga and click on listings, the whole schedule is posted on there for everybody to see. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Make Music CHA.
So the moral is come out, make music, have fun.
Yep, for sure.
All right, well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.